This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That was Sorry. Sorry, Bonnie. That was Sorry by Bonnie Anderson. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jean. He's laughing at me. I'm having a day today. Now, Robbie, it's been a long, long weekend and I spent...
The reason I'm laughing is you just went, I'm sorry, Bonnie.
Sorry, Bonnie.
I'm sorry. I cut in.
I thought the song... It says one more... Anyway, details, technical difficulties. So it's been a long weekend already and we're diving into another one. And my brain, I'm going to tell you, is so confused. I spent most of the long weekend resting and somehow I ended up sick. Outrageous. You, on the other hand, went to Canberra.
Yeah,
look... Now, why did you go to Canberra?
To pay my respects to her nation's capital.
Right.
No, honestly, we've never really had I've never had a good trip to Canberra. I think I did.
Has
as a
anyone?
Kid. Sorry?
Has anyone?
Yeah. No. I mean, like, you know, really immerse ourselves in Canberra.
In the culture of politics. That's what you want in the lead up to an election. How many days have we got? 32? 33?
Yeah.
It's kicking on.
It's pretty quiet around there. I think they're all busy on the campaign trail. Yes. But it was good to go. Look, I definitely went as a kid and saw a lot of those sites.
I remember the giant roundabout and the lake with the big watery thing.
Yeah.
And then I remember going to Parliament House and not caring.
It's because it's such a beautiful city. It was architecturally designed to be exactly what it is, a political home for the country.
Okay. I was like, I mean, in my head I went, isn't that everything, what every architect...
No. But, you know, it's quite a new city. Like, it was only designed sort of just over 100 years ago. Okay. And it was designed to be sort of the hub for politics and that sort of stuff. So it's all sort of based on this sort of...
And it is really beautiful. You're right. It's a very beautiful space.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's, I think, one of the biggest man-made lakes, you know, in... I'm not going to state the actual facts because I don't know them. A very, very large man-made lake.
Why let facts get in the way of a good story, Robbie? That's what I say.
And look, I tell you, I found it amazing, and particularly Parliament House. We went to Parliament House and had a tour there. And I get very swept up in it all. Like, I know that
politics... In the history, in the culture?
Yeah. I get very patriotic. I get, you know, I love Australia and stuff.
I love when Robbie gets like this. Like, it's actually really beautiful to watch. He really dives into the moment.
The politics, you know, politicians and stuff can sort of give us a little bit of, you know, like with the stuff that we see on the news and stuff can sort of burn us out and we can
especially
get a bit over politics.
Yeah.
And I know I like to distance myself a lot, but... Aside from the politics, the actual traditions and the way that Parliament House has been put together and what it's sort of all based on, you know, the English system and the American system and all of that, I think is very interesting. It's very rich in tradition.
Oh,
I love it.
Look at you having a little cultural tour of Canberra.
I quite like it. And you'll laugh at me, but I did have a little bit of a teary in the House of Reps.
Oh, did you really? Well, it was where same-sex marriage was passed in Australia a year and a half ago. So, I mean, and there were many of my queer friends were actually there. Rainbow families, etc., were actually there for it. And they were very emotional. So I'm very here for that. And you also met Mr. Squiggle. I saw on your Insta, your husband's Insta stories.
I did. We did a tour of the Australian Mint, and Mr. Squiggle was also he's on display there, which I wasn't expecting. And that was
and
a
the
bit
blackboard.
Of
I loved it. It was just very cute, getting right into the Aussie culture with a capital C.
Very nostalgic, sort of, you know, a glimpse into our television history. But yeah, no, look, it's a beautiful place. We also did the Australian War Memorial, which is a very touching place, incredibly sort of well put together.
I think
very
the
solemn.
Important thing to point out to everyone, though, is you didn't go for all this culture. You actually went with our dear friend Keith, who needed to get his passport renewed.
It certainly did.
And didn't realise that it was closed. So they went to Canberra to get that, because they'd never been. Went to Canberra to get the passport renewed. And guess what happens? Ba-boom.
Yeah, no, I went to the Filipino embassy. Unfortunately, it was a holiday in the Philippines, which we were not aware
of. He'd know.
It's a very long drive to find that out.
Oh, really?
You know, well, is it, you know, 9 hours to get there?
You still get fireworks in Canberra?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, see, you should have done that. Get your firework on.
No, I'm
glad you didn't. I'm thinking of your dear husband Dave and fireworks.
No, it would take a level of masculinity I don't really have. it's a bit much for me. I'd rather just have a teary in the House of Reps, to be honest.
I love that you're a very emotional person, and I love it, Robbie. I love that was your go-to place. It's great.
Wouldn't have it any other way. No, look, honestly, I could go back and if it wasn't for the fact that the boys were sort of probably a little bit over it, I would go back. There's other tours that you can do there. I would spend a couple of days.
Get into it. Get your culture on. Get to Canberra. Robbie approves. Robbie's stamp of approval.
Do it. No, Canberra is a beautiful place. We pay respects to her nation's capital. Stay with us now. This is Wasting Our Time by Lucy Neville. You are on Mad Wednesday.
Actually, we're going to skip that. We're going to dive straight into this. Sorry, Robbie. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Ben.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.